Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is September 27th, 2016, and I'm Marcos Gazana speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 123 of the Follow English podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about articles, how to use articles in English. I'm going to be speaking about the definite article, the, and also the indefinite articles, a, and. I'm also going to be giving you lots of examples, and I hope to speak a little bit about when you should not use any articles in English. I'm using American English File, Oxford University Press, second edition. This is Upper Intermediate, American English File 3. I'm just using the Grammar Bank page, and I'm going through some of the examples they have here, but I'm also going to improvise a little bit and give my own examples and you know, add some information which I don't find here. First of all, I would like to apologize for taking so long to record another episode of the Follow English podcast. It's been a hectic month, lots of classes, and I've been, you know, teaching and reading some books, in fact, and doing some online courses. So basically, I've been very busy and didn't have much time left. But I hope to catch up. And well, let's get started then. So I'm going to start by talking about the indefinite articles. So a or an. So, I saw a car, I saw a car, I saw a car going down the street. And you could also say, I saw an old man going down the street. So, an old man. I hope you know the difference between using, between a and an. Of course, briefly, to go through some brief explanation here, you should use a when the next coming word has a consonant sound. Whereas you should use an when the next coming word has a vowel sound. Or this can get a little tricky, in fact, because when you, there are some words like university. So in this case, you, this first sound here, university. This is considered a semi-vowel in pronunciation. So then in that case, you should use a university and not an university. Well, I hope you all you know those spelling rules and the difference between a and an, and this could be the theme for another episode. So let's get down to business. Let's get straight down to business here and go through some of the usages, the different moments, cases where you should use the indefinite article. Of course, when you talk about something for the first time, so the first time you mention a thing or a person, you should use the indefinite noun, article. For example, I saw an old man with a dog, or I saw a car going down the street, like the example I gave you earlier. Of course, if that doesn't work, if you have the name of a person, then if you have the name of a person, you shouldn't use any articles whatsoever. The second case when you should use an indefinite article is when you say what something is or what somebody does. And what do I mean by what somebody does? When you talk about jobs, for instance, you say she's a secretary, or he's a teacher, or, you know, she's an engineer, so things like that. Or when you say what something is, like, it's a nice house, Oh, this is a very nice house. Also, when you have exclamations, that's the third case. In exclamations starting with what, you should use the indefinite article. What a beautiful day. What a mess. What a mess you have made. Or what a shame. So these are examples of exclamations starting with what. Another case when you should use the indefinite article is when in expressions of frequency. For example, I go to the supermarket twice a week, or I go to the movies once a month. So once a month, twice a week, I don't know, three times a week, whatever expressions of frequency, you should use the indefinite article. These are adverbials of time. Then, moving on, when should we use the definite article then? We should use the definite article when we talk about something we have already mentioned. For example, if I say, I saw an old man with a dog, and then I want to say something else about the dog. The dog was barking. So in this case, of course, I'm going to use the, because I have already established I'm talking about a dog, and as it's the second time, I'm talking about the dog, which I have mentioned earlier. The second case would be when it's clear what you are referring to. For example, my father opened the door, the children are at school. So what door? The door of your father's home or of your home. So my father opened the door. Or the children are at school. What children are you talking about? You're talking about your children, if you're a father, a mother, or whatever. Or if you're talking about somebody else's family, then of course the children from that family. Also, when there is only one of something. This is a bit controversial because we could say, the example I have here is the moon goes around the earth. Of course, the earth is, there is only one planet called Earth. And then in that case, you should say the earth. But then what about the moon? There are many planets that have moons. But in this case, when we use the moon, we're referring to the moon of our planet, obviously. Anyway, so the Amazon, when we talk about specific places like forests or even rivers or the Nile, the Amazon, or the, I don't know, the South Pole. Also, when you have names in relation to names of countries, when you have compound names. I don't know if they're called compound names, but when you have like the United Arab Emirates or the United States. Of course, in the case of United States, oftentimes people just say U.S. or just United States. But anyway, the correct form would be to say the United States or the United States of America, the United Kingdom. So as you can see, what do they have in common? They all have, like it's a compound noun. You have an adjective there, the United, and then you have the noun states, the United States or the United Kingdom. Also, some countries which are in the plural form, like the Philippines. In this case, you should also use the definite article, the Philippines. The Himalayas, that's a mountain range. There is only one mountain. There is only one of these mountain ranges called Himalayas. So the Andes and stuff like that. Also, when you if you talk about superlatives, you should remember that you should use the most expensive computer, or I don't know, the most the I don't know, the cheapest restaurant in town, or the best friend I had when I was a kid, so something like that with the superlatives. Remember, bear in mind that when we use superlatives, if you use adjective pronoun, possessive adjectives, like my best friend, then you shouldn't say the my best friend. You should just say my best friend. And then moving on, when shouldn't we use any articles? When we are speaking in general, especially with plural forms or uncountable nouns, so when you say, I love computers, you're talking about computers in general, whatever computer. That's different from saying, I love the computers in my office, which basically then maybe I'm referring to two or three computers that I have in my office. But then those are specific computers, so in this case, I should use the, because it's clear what I'm referring to. Now, if I speak about computers in general, I love computers. With some other, uncountable nouns, when I say sugar, for instance, then I love sugar, not the sugar. Also with abstract nouns, love, hate, and so on and so forth. With some other nouns like home, work, school, so these very common nouns, especially when there is a preposition coming before them. So, for example, at school, at home, where are you now? I'm at home. I'm at work. I came from school just a few minutes ago. Or I came to work by car today. So in those cases, those special nouns, which are very common in the English language, then you don't use any articles. Before meals, days, and months. So September, not the September. Or meals as well. You say lunch, I had lunch, not I had the lunch, or even I had a lunch. So in this case, you don't use articles. Or even before days, when you say Thursday, so before Thursday or on Thursday, but not on the Thursday. Then before next and last, you also shouldn't use any articles. Here it's again, here there are some exceptions, because you could say, if you say just next week, then you say next week, that's it, or last week. But now if you say in the last 12 months, meaning from September last year to August this year, then you should say in the last 12 months rather than last year, which means 2015. That's very tricky, in fact, and these are the cases where you should not use any article. Well, I hope you're all learning something. Before I finish, I would like to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast by visiting the webpage, and the webpage of this podcast is at pods.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list, and then you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes and Stitcher, Podomatic, and many other podcatchers that you might be using. You can also just listen to the episodes by going to the webpage. And there are many other podcast directories online, which, they simply have a collection of podcasts. So I don't even know. One of these days I was searching for my own podcast online, and I happened to find it in many directories that I didn't even know they existed. So there are many directories that simply grab the episodes somehow they just link to the episodes. Finally, I would just like to remind you that you can keep sending emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any suggestions for future episodes. And you can also make your comments, ask questions, and I'll be glad to answer them. So thank you again, and I'll see you next time. Bye!